Sjuter i köyn vad man ska.
Vad det rörschap det skildes and the Rambans and the Rajbos pshat in the Shultes is that there is no distinction between the Baal and the Nitan, but we require two things, Eidikiyo and Kolidoi Pasik. The Rav Netam, and then the Rosh mentions the second version of Rav Netam. The Rav Netam chozal liforish kipirush ha-Shultes. V'hai dikom ha-Rav, uve'idim hai nidikeidim dover ha-Mkhoyah. משום בדיקה שלו יהודי קומה כאוס האחר ואף של קולם היהווה והיא בדיק את הידיתומה והווה קורא לקולם ופלוקת לרבי ורבונו ומדריכה ודובר מחויה ולא ידיד אלא בקור ומי הוא בבעל שרואו דובר מחויה ומשווינו לו ינב שכתיכה דייסורה באוכל אלא בדובר מחויה בידי דהי כלעספי שיספרסם וייצא הכל. Now, so in other words, so רב נתם in the second version said that if there is Eidikiyo, so then she is Asur according to Rebbe Bein Abel and Bein Abba. In other words, he was Chizah from his original sheep. So they the kosher, but only if they are Eidikiyo. But suppose the Baal himself saw Reichel Yetze V'yishoch Yikeres V'sino, so then we do not say shavin afshet techadiso. So because of the perushi koma shikshinu tchilo, the likole the boss of nisuyim lichashinon veidin mishin esaras l'bayro bikinu nistire void my polich my price but my avur mishin l'bonin name the mayra beli dobi mchuea. So now he mentions the Maram Rutenberg's pshat in the Maram Rutenberg's pshat in the Shultes. The Rabbi Nemei Apirish l'ikashe mide l'pirish ha-Shultes l'pirish ha-Meta. And the Maram Rutenberg assumes that the Shultes and Rav Netam, the second version, is a half. The whole Amrinon for Kamli Ksuvet Mishmai the Pesach Fusuach Tam Echok Kinu Stira Yenidim Lei Hoi Komar Yenidim Shin Seres Lebailo Beidechot U Bishne Yidim Vikinu Stira Afilu Beidechot U Pesach Fusuach Kishne Yidim Dome Hochana Meneimar Yim Yish Yidim Shero U Dovo Mechua Kishne Yidim Dome Dichim Shero U Reichel Yeitze Vishar Geras Bishnina Vichol Hanad Lekamon Mucham Yilze Yish Kantum. So in other words, how does Maram Rutenberg say in explaining the shite of the Shultes and Rav Netam's second version? So he says that Eidikiyo is like Eidiznus. Of course, that's only with Rabbono. So in other words, it doesn't have to be coupled with the Kol Edoi Posik. With no Kol, it doesn't even have to be coupled with the Kol Edoi Posik. Just Eidikiyo by itself. So it's like Eidiznus. ומה שהקשר רב נתם דהב כל לגבוס הנישואים ועברים במגרש וחשינו כל לגבוס הנישואים היינה בלא ידים. So when does the Gemara say that כל לגבוס הנישואים, so she is not asura or bailo, that is without a dekio, just a call, a rumor. אבל הוכה שיש ידים שראו הדובו מחויה רגליים מדובו כי לא ראו שניבה לו ועשרינו לו על בילו כי פסח פסוח. I mean, there is a Tanna who says, so that Oybi Decho Dachakinu Ustir. I mean, here he doesn't mean that Tanna. He means if an Idecho testifies that Zinso after Kinu Ustir, so is Nemo. Oybi Decho Dachakinu Ustir. Vishapir Porich Mohode Tanya. Vamedwar Mamurin Kishain Lobonim in Orishin. The alcohol of my Kishain in the Kiyo. The Kiyo, after Yishal Kamabonim Tate, Moibeli Tume Kili Porich. So, in other words, Rav Netam in the first lashon in his original shita said that without any news, so then he's not asur, not asur. And he says no, Eidikiyo with the Rabbonon. So Eidikiyo have the same din like any news. So then, without, even if it's not coupled, what do they call it? So Eidikiyo by itself, so she's yitzis nachas bailo according to Rav Netam, and that's the shita of Rav Netam second lashon. But the Maram Rutenberg says the same pshat in the Shultes. So the Rosh, at the end, will be chilek HaMaram HaRutenberg, while he'll agree that this is the second Rosh, and that's the shita of the second Rosh of Rav Netam, but that's not the shita of the Shultes. Alright, now. V'hod iftone sefer imbo yiditume hana afu Rosh and Yivalo v'hod ov nechua yiditume koritzle ויבוא יסי מהנה מסליס רבי ואורקו מהך מסליס נדעשו אבל לא ידי שרואו דובר מחוי הרבי ידומה אפילו לא ידי אלא הבעל יחוד ירוא ריחל יצא יסטי צי ועושה לקיימו ופליגי רבונן עלי ואמרי אלוהי מתקים אלוהי מבעל ולוהי מבעל. So in other words, Ramatam in the second version says as follows: if they are Edikio, if Edin testified, so then even according to the Rabbonon of Rebbe, so she's a sir. Because Edikio with the Rabbonon is considered like Edis Nus Mamish. Like Edis Nus Mamish. According to everybody, there is no Shaila. And it doesn't have to be coupled with the call. Because Edikio with the Rabbonon is Edis Nus. But then, when is there a Machlekes? According to Rabbi Tam's second version, between Rabbonon and Rebbe, that's in regard to the case where the Ano Eidim who saw Rechel Yitzchak Yishev Gerav Sinor, but the Baal himself saw it. So then, according to the Rabbonon, she's not a soul. According to Rabbonon, she's not a soul. But according to Rebbe, she's a soul. So he says, so Rebbe Yidom HaFilu Belo Yidim HaBaal Lechud Ero Reichel Yitzeg 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 Kaimo Uplik Rabon Nalei Vamro Matkin Eloi Mibaal Lo Yim Beel Umosik Vilches Kavosi Lerav Vilches Kavosi Lerebe Hilches Kavosi Lerav Bikole Di Posik Tikolei Maho Di Koma Rav Uveidim Shero Udo Lo Mechua Davke Avo Lima Baal Lebad Ero Udo Lo Mechua Lo Yim Matkinon Haine Bikole Di Posik Avo Bikole Di Lo Yim Posik Sagi Beries HaBaal Lechud מה שאין כאין אם זה הרי דקיו, זה דרן איבנה כל את רבונו נופרדה, שיז אסורון שייציס, מיד הרי חייל, אין מיד הבעל. ועל תתם מאוד לקום הרב, ובאידים סתם נפשינו לו רי דקיו, וסתם אידים יתומה משמע, ויהי בי דקיו קום הרב, אבל לפרושה ויהי שלימה, דירב כוי המסניס, נקטון הניתן לו איש אישיס, וניתן משמע לאז בעלמה, וקום הרב, אבל איסי לאז, יהי שידים, שרואו דובו מחויה, ויוצא הכל שזימס, כך הישיב רבנימי הפירש השופס. So according to Rabbi Meir, the second lashon of Rabbi Tam and the Shiltes, the small lashon, and according to that Shite, so according to Maram Rutenberg's pshat and the Shiltes, so the Shiltes Shite is like the second lashon of Rabbi Tam that by Edikio, so she's asura albayo according to everybody, even without the call. So then he says he is masikan Rabbi Meir Rutenberg. The Rosh says, "The minyan, the tichlosh naashute shekosvu, v'yiked over mechuya b'shneidim, mikol liposik matkinolei, mibal mebeil, itani reichel yitzei, shalikivnu idin Rav Netam, not Rav Netam second version. The Rav matkinon beidin over mechuya mibal, v'imkei mai hodik kamrinon, v'yiked over mechuya b'shneidim, mikol liposik tavai elomoli, v'ali beidikio lechude, v'loy kol matkinon, u'vikol liposik, v'loy beidikio matkinon, rak shabal ro dova mechuya." Is Bailey Madi AI Kamrinon? The Ikedova Mahuya Bishnaidin, we call him the Possit, Dimkin Havu Fushe, we call him the Possit with Dom Mahuya Briasabab. The aid who have a suya price a rechla yitze, Adom Mahuya Bishnaidin, the price of a higher level of Dom Mahuya Briasabab. So the Loch in Italy shall shield us before his Libre Rab, Bay the Tume, who price a Bay the Dom Mahuya, Rebis of our debate of Mahuya, Mafkin on Mibab. ורב סובר לא מפקינו מבעל אלו בידי תומי ופוסק השעס הלכס הכרב בכל ידי פוסיק שימרו עדים דובר מחויה וגם יוצא הכל בעיר אבל מכל ידי פוסיק לא מפקינו לא מבעל ולא מבעל וכבוס ידי רבי בכל לא פוסיק ובדקיו אבל בריא סבר לחוד אפילו בכל לא פוסיק לא מפקינו ועדי דובר מחויה וכל ידי לא פוסיק חושב כי פסח פסוח או ידך עוד החכינו הסתירה והי דיקאומה כי עושה אחר ואפסיק לכל אגב ובואי למימר עד לקה אידים ועושה אחר אחר כל נקנם ויתחיל לכל so in other words so the Rosh Pshat and that's the Pshat of the Shiltes according to all Rishen the Rosh Pshat in the Shiltes and the Ramban's Pshat in the Shiltes and the Rajbo's Pshat in the Shiltes so the Shiltes Shite is with that according to Rebbe. So if there is Edikio, and Koledoi Posek, so then she is Yeitze, even from the Baal. But Edikio without Koledoi Posek, then she is not Yeitze. Even according to Rebbe, Edikio, without calling the Leposik. So even according to Rebbe, the Shiltes holds that she is not Yetzis. She is not Yetzis mitachas Baal or mitachas Beil. Now, whereas Rav Netam's second version is, Rav Netam is more machmir. So, Rav Netam, the Rosh agrees with Rabbi Meir Rutenberg in regard to Rav Netam's second version. So, Rav Netam's second version is that if there is a dikio, so without kol edoy pasuk, without any kol, a dikio mid rabbonon is like it is nusmanish. It's like it is nusmamish. So he, according to everybody, she's asur al bailo, even if she has one. So on that point, there is no machlekes. There's no machlekes. When is the machlekes according to Rav Netam's second version between Rabbanon and Rebbe, where there are no indikio, but the Baal himself saw. So then, Rebbe himself holds that even if it's a kole, even if it's a kole deposik, so she's asur. But we pass, not completely like Rebbe, but if it's a kole loy posik, in other words, if the Baal saw the kio of Reichel Yetze, and in addition there is a kole loy posik, so then we pass like Rebbe that she is Yetze mitachas Baal, and mitachas anitin. If he were bonim, but if yesh lo bonim, so then she is not yetzim. But if there is a but if there is a dekio, so then if edim saw reichel yetzim yishogad v'sino, so then according to everybody, Rav Netam says, then according to everybody, so she is yetzim. So basically, skeifet the husband to divorce his wife, and even if she yesh lo bonim, because then a dekio according to Rav Netam's second version. So then it's not based upon Moses Lasayim. When can we make a distinction, call it a posik or loy posik, if it's based upon Moses Lasayim? But according to Rav Netam's second version, Edikio midrabonon is considered like it is Nus Mamish. So then under all circumstances, according to everybody, these are the shittas. But the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rif and the Rambam, so the Meila according to the Rif and the Rambam, so mitachas bailo besdin is not made to her, even with any kio, only with any snooze, but mitachas anita, so then if there is any kio and kol edoy posik, so then best is meitzia mitachas anita.
Shir Tzadik Vav and Yuvamos, Aleph Sivan Heitav Shalom and Vav, May 30th, 1976, on Sunday.
Right, starting the Lishnah. So the halacha is, if one is maybe getting dinas ayam, and he says for nechtam, so I mean his testimony is necessary. Otherwise, so she wouldn't be able to get married. So since we have to resort to his testimony, so meile lo yisas ishte, mei saraktiv agunu lo yisas ishte. If someone says that the husband of a certain woman died, or he says I killed him, or he said we killed him, so lo yisas ishte. Rabbi Yehuda imer harakti lo yikinoses ishte. If he says I killed him, so then lo yikinoses ishte, because if he says I killed him, so he's saying that he's a ritzeach, he's a roshe, and the roshe is fosleides. So mele he himself says in the agode that he's fosleides. So mele bezin cannot be mikabel such agode. However, if he says Hagunu, Tinosi Ishti. In other words, he was with the group and the others killed, but he just was an observer, so then he doesn't make himself into a Roshe, into a Posleides, so then it's Tinosi Ishti. Now let's see the Rashi. Hamei v'ketin in esayam, tzor she'ima b'fone nechta b'fone nechta. V'taime m'forish b'gitin l'fi she'imkim l'shmo. She'imkim l'shmo. I mean the... I don't know whether it's the Rishash or somebody else. So here's the kasha: why does Rashi mention Rabistan when we pass like Rove in Eidim Mitzuyim Nikaime? But that's no kasha, because that's the derech of Rashi. Whenever there is a machlekes in Gemara to the pshat in the Mishneh, so in explaining the Mishneh, he will mention the time of the one whom we don't pass. That's the derech of Rashi. I mean, most of the time, whenever Rashi explains a Mishnah on which there is a Machlekes, and the din is like one man domar, he will dafke explain the Mishnah in accordance with the mandoma that the halacha is not like him. So that was lo yises ishtei. Rashi says hoil ve'adibure samchino. Now Rashi here in regard to maybe getting the nesayam, so he doesn't mention loses osai. He says lo yises ishtei hoil ve'adibure samchino. So it's mashma from the lashon of Rashi that it's more than laz. In other words, we are really cheshish. Maybe he's saying gesheker. Maybe he's mishaker because of this motive. Because he wants to, if he ultimately marries the woman, so mele there is a chash of mishaker. That's how it's mash. But then, in regard to Yisus, to meis, so haraktiv agunu Yisus eishtei. So Rashi says, "Hoyl validusei hinisays ikalosus vasai shemoin of nosam bo vei checker avolachati nosay diisho nises veidachon." So it's strange that in regard to meis, Rashi emphasizes that it's not that we are cheishish maybe mamish is mishakia, but we are only cheishish maybe people will gossip, people will say that he is mishakia because he of nosam bo. Mashenke in Ligabe, Hamei we get in Gnesayam, so it's Mashma Farashis Loshin. It's not so Mivura. Lo Yisus Ishtei, Hoil Ve'adibura Isamchino. So it's Mashma that here it's not based upon Loses Vasayim, but here there is Mamesh Yechshoshadim Mishak. Yechshoshadim Mishak. Alright, we'll see. Rabbi Yudai Meir Haraktiv Loitinose Ishtei. Afilu Acher Alpi. לפי שהוא מייסים עצמי רושי ותירו אומרו על תושס רושי תירו רושי הוגון ותנוסי אשתי לאחר ולגמור את בויתיים. So what's the פשט מרב יהודה if he says or active is לא תנוסי אשתי, because if he says or active, so he in effect says I am a רושי and the רושי אריצייח is possible later, so ממילא his agode has his steer in it, it's a repugnant agode. In other words, that's like the Gemara that involved Memzayan Yivomes, that if someone, a ger, one who is assumed to be a ger, comes and says Nizgayarti Beini Levin Atzmi, so the Gemara says Nemon Aton Nifsil Atzmicho, because of Shavin Avshech Tichad Yisure. Avolin Aton Nemon Nifsil Bonecho. Why? So what's the aloche? Because if he says, as far as himself is concerned, so that's based upon Shavi Nafshech Tichad Yisrael. Shavi Nafshech Tichad Yisrael is not peculiar to Israel. Even a goy has the halacha of Shavi Nafshech Tichad Yisrael apply to a goy too. In regard to paslening himself, so there is no stira. It's not a repugnant agoy. Masha'in kein ligabe paslening the sons, so there is halacha by Israel, there is halacha of Yakia that he has nemones. Masha'in kin by goy, there is no such nemones. So when he says nizgayati benil vanatzmi, so what is he saying in effect? I'm a goy. The geos is no geos. So mimele he himself says that he has no nemones. So that's the aloche. If someone the neit says a hagode, and there is a stira in the hagode, so mimele he is not nemon, because there is a stira in the hagode. So that's the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Horaktiv leitinosi ishtei." Afilu la'acher alpi. Why? Because he says, "I killed him. I am a ritzeach. A ritzeach is for slayers." So he, in effect, says, "I have no nemones on my agod." Some male person cannot be mikabel such agod, because the agod has his fear. But if we were to say palgim and dibure, so then we would split the agod and we would say, this man who says, I killed the husband of that woman, so he's saying two things. First of all, he says, the husband of that woman was killed. And then he says, that's one agode. And then the other agode is, I am the killer. So, if we say, Kalgin Dibure, so one Dibure Yamikabel, that the husband of that man was killed, and the other Dibure, I am the killer, we are not Mikabel. But Rabbi Yehuda holds, we don't say palgin on dibure. So either we are mikabel the hagode as it is, on its face, or we're not mikabel at all. So mimele, the Buddha says, or actively to nosi ishte, because to split our gode into two diburim, that we don't do. So what should we do? We should be mikabel the whole agode. We cannot be mikabel the whole agode because it's a repugnant agode. The agode has his stire. He says, I'm the killer. I killed. I'm a ritzeach. I'm posleides. So lidvorecho roshe ato. Roshe posleides. So like, it's like the Gemara. Nizgayalti bein levenatzmi. So Rabbi Yudah says, lidvorecho akumato. V'akum posleides. So that's the aloche. That whenever one says agode, which has his stira, some merely has no nemones, and that agode. And that agode. Now, Gimore, Tayyid in Sayam, the Aleikon, Aval Me'at Yisroel, the Lab Aleikos Amchinon, Yisro Esishte. So the Mishnah only says, I may get in the Sayam. So then we have to resort to his agot, because if someone is a shliach in a get in the sayam, so he is required to say fonechtam, and without fonechtam, she cannot get married. So mele, since we have to resort to his agode, and so is loisus ishte avol me'at Yisrael de lava leikos amchinot. But if someone is a shliach Eretz Yisrael, so he doesn't say for nechta for nechta, so then he can marry the woman. Yisrael is so. The Gemara says, "Kashe v'omeis the lava leiko zamchino." The Omer mag yishodai keu minzeve v'katonu Yisrael ishtei. But the same Mishnah says, if they testify, the husband of a certain woman, so he died, so he cannot marry that woman, get married woman, but. Here, it's not based upon his agode. Now, this is a little strange. What does Gemara say? Lava leikos amchinon, but we certainly have to resort to his agode. But it's not nemones per se, because the nemones of Yidecho, the mezbailo, is based upon certain umdenes. Because Yishadai kominzeve, so true. It's based upon the agode plus the daikon minzev of the woman. So it's not based exclusively upon the nemones of the eid. So the mele, the gemore is the kashe, v'ome is the lava loko samchinom, because it's based exclusively upon the hagode of the eid. It's based upon the tzir of the combination, the hagode of the eid plus the umdene of the woman. Because the woman has her clues, her eyes as to whether the testimony by the aid is true or not. So mimele, since it's not based exclusively upon the agode of the aid, so mimele he should be allowed to marry the woman. Victorally he says he stay. So the Gemara gives a teret. Hosom like exode. Hochik exode. Ditnan mabin getle mise sheaksav mechiach. So the reason is why there is a distinction between a shliach in Eretz Yisrael. So there, he's allowed to marry the woman. Why? Because we don't have to resort to his agod. And an eid who says meis, so then he's not allowed, even though by an idechot who says meis. So it's also based upon the daikon minzev of the woman, not exclusively upon the hagode of the eid, but in a shliach in Eretz Yisrael, so then there is the shtar is mechiach. So mele we don't have to be cheshish. We don't have to be cheshish lest he's lying. Or we don't even have to be cheshish that there will be losses for sign, because everybody knows that the shtar is mechiach. And the shtar collaborates. I mean that she was divorced. Mashein kein gabei mezbailo, true, it's not based exclusively upon the agode of the eid, it's also based upon the judgment, the daiko minseve of the woman, but there is no ksav that is mechir. Alright. Avel me'at Yisroel, I may be getting me'at Yisroel, and so I'm going to find out. V'omeid elo yiluye samchinon, Yichyom Ameiz Baal who Bishor Rabbonu in Suvel Ha'achir Lo Yalei Samgino Deom Amar Perk Lishor Rabba Hain Taim Yidach Nem La'as Yisho Mishim Diku V'dayke Mitzvah. Why is she Dayke Mitzvah? Because the Aloche is if an Yidach testifies the priest Bailo and then the woman gets married and then the husband ultimately shows up, so then the Aloche states Mizeh Mizeh. So Mimele, she knows of all the possible repercussions. So Mimele, she wouldn't get married unless she makes a good evaluation of the facts, and she is in a position to make a good evaluation of the facts, whether they are got by the Idech or the Strona. So the Aika Shidiya Shemitzvah de Vahakachnis, Mami Getli Mise, Vamevi. Now, Afanoshim Shim Lemon Slima Mizbailo, Kilhamese Vivom Tobitzos Ubaz Bailo. So there are certain Noshim who are considered to be hostile, so they are not Nemon to say Mizbailo. But they are still Nemon to be Shliach of Ige. The Afal Pishet Skiras Limu for Nechta for Nechta. Umabi Getli Mise, Monef Shech. If we are Cheshish, these women who are normally hostile, that maybe they're lying, so why should they be Nemon? Why should the Nemon to be Shliach? So the Mishnah says, Shaksav Mechiach, Vilava Lo Samchino. Now, here Teisve says the Kashe. Hochi Yikik Sobed, it now ma bin get. The Avo Gav de Labaye, the Seif Perik Reis, the Gitten, Aira Hach Mishne Bechutz Loretz, Mikol Mokim Daik Shapir Menei, the Yesh Lisnech Laksab. So they are in Gitten, there is a Machlege between Rav Yisef and Abay. Now, the Mishne says, that Afadoshim Shein Nemon Islim Amiz Bailo. So Nemon Islo Vesaget. So Rav Yisef says, that these women, let's say mother-in-law, who is not nemenis, to say mezbailo, so she nemenis lohavis aget only in Eretz Yisrael, because then we don't have to resort to any testimony by her. So that's why she's nemenis. Mashein kini chutz loretz, where the shliach has to say, has to testify for nechtam. So these five women who are hostile, so they are not nemenis. This is what Rav Yisef says. Abaye says just the reverse, and we pass like Abaye. He says that when the Mishnah says that Afanoshim Shin Nemon Islam Ame is Bible, like Hameisa, so Nemon Islam is Aged, so it has reference Davke to Chutz Loretz. Because by Chutz Loretz, the Shliach has to say before an Echta, before an Echta. Mimele da Aloche is, if the Baal comes, and his Ma'ariel is not them. Mashenkin in Eretz Yisrael, where the Shliach doesn't say before Nechtam, if the Baal later on shows up and he's Ma'arer and he says that the get that was delivered by Shliach, so he's Mizuyev, so then he is Nemon, and if we cannot be the kind of Eidim, so then he passes the get. So Mimele, Abaye says, when does the Mishnah say that even the Haskell women, so Al Nemon Yislohovi Esaget, so that is Davke in Chutz Loretz. Because in Chutz Loretz we say before an Echta, before an Echta. So Mimele, if the Baal will come and say, Mizuyev, so we won't pay attention to the Baal. So Mimele, what will she gain? Well, these five women are possibly motivated by malice. But she couldn't accomplish anything, something malicious. Because what should we say? That she is falsifying, it's not true. And then, when the Baal will come and say Mizuyev, so Bezdin will ignore what the Baal says. So she couldn't destroy this woman. She couldn't do something malicious, because Bezdin will not believe the Baal's here. So Mimele, that's why these Noshim are Nemolovis Aged Bechutz Loretz. Because in Chutz Loretz they say from Nechtam to Nechtam, and once they say from Nechtam to Nechtam, the Baal will not be in a position to pass the get. So even if the Baal will ultimately show up and say it's Mizuyev, Bezdin will pay no attention. So what kind of a motive could they have to be recalculated that this woman, I mean, Bezdin will not believe the Baal. So she couldn't be mikalkel the woman anyway. So that's why the Nemon. Mashainkin in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael. So the Shliach doesn't say Yufanechtam, Yufanechtam. So maybe if the Baal shows up and says Mizuyev, then Bezdin believes the Baal.
So Mimele, she could be motivated by a malicious objective. In other words, so she's not Nemon to bring the get, to be a shliach and bring the get. Because maybe she knows that it's Mizuyet, and then so she anticipates that the Baal will certainly come and will mention that it's Mizuyet, then so it will be Mikalko her, so it will be destroyer. So this is Kashi is. The Afal Gavdil Abaye Bisifbeis Begitin. Ayrahach Mishne Bechutz Loretz. So this Mishne that says that the Noshim, the five hostile women, so anemones to deliver a get. So it's Davke Bechutz Loretz. So the Kashi is. Now here we say that Hamivi get me in a Sayam, so lo yiso esishte. Lo yiso esishte. And only Me'at Yisroel, so it is esishte. So how can the Gemara say, ho som le keksove, ho chi keksove? So Mimele, because it's a keksove, so the Gemara is explaining as to why Ishliach Me'at Yisroel is allowed to marry esishte. And the Gemara mentions, the raye mami get le mise shaksav mechiach, but that mishne is reference to chutz loretz, not to Eretz Yisrael, and here the Gemara is applying it to Eretz Yisrael. So Tesa says that's no kashe. Mikol mokim daik shapem nei di yesh lis mechalaksav. But we see from that mishne that when Ishliach delivers a get, so mimele the get itself is a raye that it's not forged. This is what true that according to Abaye, so this Mishneh that says Haksav Mechiach has reference to Ishliach Mechutz Loretz. Ishliach Mechutz Loretz. But the Mishneh says in respect to Iget Mechutz Loretz that Haksav is Mechiach. Einoch Name. So Memele, the same thing should apply to Iget Me'at Yisrael too. But then you ask, Monefshech, if the same thing applies to Iget Me'at Yisrael too, so why do we say, so why do we say over there that he's not, that the five Noshim are not Nemun to deliver a get? So the answer is over there. So we say we don't rely on the Ksav because we are afraid, on account of a malicious motive, she might try, one of these five women might try to be mikalkel this woman. But we do see from this Mishneh that the Ksav is Mechiach. So true, even though the Ksav is Mechiach, that Mishneh has reference to a get Nechutz Loretz, but the same thing is true, of a get Nechutz Yisroel also. But in regard to the five women who are hostile, so in spite of the Ksav Mechiach, we are afraid maybe one of these women is motivated by malice and she tries to be mikalka. But the Ksav is Mechiach. So Mimele we can explain as to why a shliach in Eretz Yisrael, where he don't have to resort to his testimony, so Mimele is allowed to be Neisesish. Now, the Mir, he says the same thing. The same parents. The Mir, he spells it out. אבל גב דהי אפילו מנס הים נאמר כמו שבארנו שום מקום בו כמשמי ולחות כל דבי כקסב לחשינו אבל בזו שיש לוחוש לנסין הסיים אבל בו כמקסב יש לוחוש אלו אם כמימו כמשוי ינוסו לגלס. Now, the day Shmuel in Simon Yudveis, so he says
Now, here the Gemara distinguishes, I mean the Mishnah distinguishes, between maybe getting the Nesayam and maybe get in the Eretz Yisrael. So maybe getting the Nesayam, so it's Aleike Samchinon because we have to resort to his Nemones without his Agode. So she wouldn't be able to get married. Some Meleis Lois as she Mashenke maybe dinner. So we don't have to resort to his agode. So he is a sister. Now the question arises: suppose now the halacha is that if one is a shliach in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to say for nechted for nechted. So in other words, so the woman can get married without the shliach in Eretz Yisrael saying for nechted for nechted. But then the halacha is, if he doesn't say for nechted for nechted, if the Baal ultimately shows up and claims that the get is misuyeh, so then he passes the get. He passes the get, and if she got married, so she has to leave the husband. So, but suppose a shliach in Eretz Yisrael delivered the get. So he wasn't required to say before nechtu for nechtam, but he said before nechtu for nechtam anyway. So then the halacha is that he is nemon if the husband will show up and he will be married, so we will ignore him. In other words, so true in Eretz Yisrael he doesn't have to say before nechtu for nechtam, but if he does say before nechtu for nechtam, so then he's Nemon, just as a Shliach in Chutz Loretz. Mimele, if the Baal will show up and will be married, so we ignore the Yirur of the Baal. That the Gemara says. So the Ose Baal, loy mishkachin on day. The Gemara davo vigit. So the question is, the Bishmuel discusses this question. Now, here the Gemara says, I mean the Mishnah says, that if a get Shliach in Eretz Yisrael delivers a get, he's allowed to marry the Mizgareshes. Why? Lavaleiko samchinon. So maybe that is only if the shliach doesn't say before an echad before an echad. So Mimela, there is nothing that through his testimony that he establishes. So Mimela, he is allowed to marry the woman. But suppose a shliach in Eretz Yisrael delivers a get and he does say before an echad before an echad, so he also accomplishes. So he accomplishes that in the event the Baal will be married, he will not be Nemon. So then we could say that he is not allowed to marry the woman, the Mizgareshes. Because then we have to be Cheshish. Since, true, we don't need his testimony, but he did say it. And it accomplished. So Memele, he should not be allowed to marry the woman. So the Bishmuel says, in similar ways, it doesn't make a difference. Inasmuch as he doesn't have to say, so even though he did say, and that accomplished, that in case the husband will be married, will ignore the hero. But he didn't have to say it. So maybe we don't have to be chayshish. Maybe he said it in order to marry the woman. This is what the Bishmuel says. And the Miri says the same thing. Veloises ishtei hoil val pidibure in isays. Yeish kan laz, lochus, shemo ziei vikosav. Vikosav. Umishum shemo ein of nosam. So from the Lashon of the Miri, it's mashma that it's not in real shosh. We said from the Lashon of Rashi, it's mashma that vis-a-vis the shliach of the get in Nezayam, so it's not just Moses was saying. There is a real shosh. Because Rashi emphasizes losses for Sayim in regard to mace, not in regard to maybe getting a Sayam. But from the Lashon of the Miri it's mash, and the Muki Yosef says in so many words that it's a real choshe, not just losses for Sayim. Now, from the Miri it's mashma that even vis-a-vis the Shliach of the get in Dine Sayam, so it's not that we are really, that there is really a choshe Shemoziye. But Shema Mishakeya. But only people say there'll be a laz. Hoyul Val Pidiburim, he says, Yesh kan laz lochu Shema Ziv Vikosa Umishum Shema Inov Nosambo. So because of that, it's very likely there'll be a laz. But if it is shliach of a get in Eretz Yisrael, hoil v'lo yalei samchinon, el al kiyum ashtar, do yose ba'alu ma'ari yom mibayin seve, tzorach likaimei, muta lisa, ve'afilu omar bifonenech. Even if he said bifonenech, af al pi shav bozu kol shoma bifonai, hoil v'in yu, ilu huye shi, shal ba'al yiru, mikol vokei. So, Chayeshu aleidim amitzuyim shemoyove oinye lidigilu veine machnis atzme bisveikes aleid. So he's still allowed to marry. That's like the Bishmur. But the Rashba and the Ritva, our Gemara, they say the counter. They say the counter. That when does the Gemara say? When does the Gemara say that Me'art Yisrael, the Lava Leiko Samchinon? So he's allowed to marry the woman, the Mizgareshes. That is, if he doesn't say Yufan Nechtam. So the Mele, he didn't accomplish anything. He didn't accomplish anything through his hand. Through his agode, there was no agode. So Memela, there is no choshe. Masheim came if he did say Yufan Nechtam. So the Rashba and the Ritva will say, then there is a choshe. Maybe he falsified because he wants to marry her. And so he's afraid that the Baal Kam will be married. So he precluded that possibility of the Baal preventing him from marrying her by saying for nechtam. So the Mele there is a chosh of Mishakir. That's what the Rashba says in the Ritva. So in other words, what the Bishmuel says is really machleket between the Miri and the Rashba. All right. Now. I said that from Rashi's Loshen it's mashma that vis-a-vis get, so I'm maybe getting less I am, so it's not Lozus Vasai, but there is a real shosh, because Rashi emphasizes the Lozus Vasai only in regard to mates, not in regard to. To maybe get this here. Now let's see the Mukiyase. It was a slight deal because Rashi Sloshni just says lo yisas ichi ladi bo samchino. So there is a deal because he doesn't mention losses for sayin. He mentions losses for sayin only in case of mace. But Mukiyeli said it's more than a deal. Hamevi kenes hayam tzoch lima shliyo von nechtu lishmo. Time for shmo abshim des hayam kiyin lishmo. Hil katzor shiyo ita shliya shasifar oi boki lochezgi. Lo yisas ishtei hoil val dibure samchino. Yeish lichoshde. Now he spells it out. It's not a deal. Yesh lechoshde im yisoeno shemoeinov nosambo vehei checker. V'chei meis, so then in regard to meis he says lo yiso hoil validusei hindiseis ike lozus vasai shemoeinov nosambo avol achati nosei di isho nisis veidechot umishim takonis akonis. So in regard to meis he mentions lozus vasai, but in regard to a maybe get he says in so many words, "Vehei sheker, yish lechoshdes, not Moses v'sam." Now we have to understand why is there a difference between a maybe get there, it's yish lechoshdei, and meis vaylo. So then it's only Moses v'sam. Now the Gemara there, that chopei on the base. So.
The question could only arise in connection with our Mishnah. So it could arise in connection with both cases. Hamivi get Nesayam and Meis. But in regard to the second Mishnah, Chochem Shosa, Esuisha Beneder Al Bailo, Harizli Sana, there it's certainly because of Losses Vasai. There it's certainly Losses Vasai. Now, so the Gemara says, Iboilo, Kines Marushi Eitzi. The Rashba says, no. Al Bailo. So there it's because of Losses Vasai. Mashein came, the first Mishnah, both cases. Not only maybe get. But it means that's not Moses Vasai. That's Echshoshemamesh, because maybe he's saying it in order to marry her. So Mimele, it certainly kines his mates. Now here we have Iboy Lukines Maushi Eitz, Ravkano Makines Mates, Ravasha Makines Enemates. Tonu Ravzute de Berav Pape, Kidibra Eime Akines Enemates, Omuli Rabon Ravashe, Gimoro Isvor, Omuli Humas Nisni. Hanita Mishikho Vinishtachiro, Min Venskho Vinizgairo, Harizel Yichneis, Vinkinis in Meitzi, Alme Birnon Eloi Mavkinon, Hochename Birnon Eloi Mavkinon. So, according to Rashi, that Rashi says, so we see from this Gemara, so according to Rashi, that Rashi says, Kinis Maushi Eitzi, so, Achochem Vamevige, so it's mashma that maybe get also is based upon rinon. Is also based upon rinon. Maybe get. Is also based upon rinon. Now, so it's not like the diuk, like the diuk Rashi, because Rashi doesn't spell it out. But the Nimikiyesev says in so many words, in regard to maybe getting the sayam, he says that it's real chosh of mishakeya, mashayink, in regard to maize, there it's only an Indian of Moses Vasai. Now let's see what the Rambam is. Now the Gros says here, on Rashi, V'chim kos la Rambam shukhano. Rambam Perikut Mechazkei Hashem Halochi Yedal said as follows: Shliach Shei Biget Chutz Loretz V'yoma V'ponai Nechtav V'ponai Nechtav Harizel Yisrael She'onu Chei Shishin She'mo'eino V'nosam Bo U'lificho Cheilo U'lificho Cheilo V'chein Ho'id Echot She'heid Li'isho She'mez Bailo Shemes Bailo, Vinisei Salfi, Harizelo Yisrael. Harizelo Yisrael. So it's Mashma, he says, Shonuchei Shishim Shemoin of Nosambo, Ufirego. He doesn't mention Moses Osai. Shonuchei Shishim, he says. Shonuchei Shishim. So it's Mashma, it's not in Mia Moses Osai. But it's a real Shosh. Then he says, Vechina Chocham Shosar Aseisho. Al-Bailo B'neder HaRizel Yiseno. Well, that is because of Losses Vasai. V'chein Anitel HaShifcho V'nishtachcho L'Anochis V'nizgayro HaRizel Yiseno. That certainly, I mean, because of Losses Vasai. Losses Vasai. V'chein Akum V'Evet Habu Al-Bas Yisroel Afo Pishachozer Akum V'nizgayro Evet V'nishtachir HaRizel Yiseno V'chulo Mimobro V'nosu E'mitzimio. So in other words, it's like Rashi, not like the Rashi and the Rosh. So in other words, that the Abai in the Gemara Kinis Marushi Eitzi has referenced not only the second Mishnah of Chochom, but the first Mishnah too, and both cases in the first Mishnah. But, so, according to Rashi, so we have to say that Rashi holds that even Mami we get into the Sayam, so it's only based upon Moses Asayim, and the Diuk is not the real Diuk. But the Rambam says, Shliach Shova, שאיבי גט חוץ לורץ ואומר לפון נחת ולפון נחתם הרי זה לישנו שאונוכי שישים שאינו בנו שם בו ולפי חוכי בו so it's much שאונוכי שישים not Moses was saying so the question of Isis And if it is a real choshe in midastam, so v'cheinu idechot she oido echot sheid liishim es bailo, also because of a real choshe. So why does the Rambam say v'kulo mimopo v'nose mitzimot? If it is based upon Moses Vasayim, so then it's a mitzim yodom. But if it's a real choshe, why is it a mitzim yodom? And then we have to ask the kashe again. Now we have to understand the mukiyes. Now, so in Rashi we can say that Rashi, even though he says, but he also means Moses Vasayim. Since that the Samchinon is a mitzim yodom, Moses Vasayim. But the mukiyes says in so many words that Ligabe maybe get with Nesayam that it's not an union of Moses Vasayim. But we are Hesheish, maybe it's Mishakeya. Maybe Mishakeya because Enoch no Sambi Isho. So we have to know. But Ligabe Meis, the Mukiyesef says, Ligabe Meis, that it's because of Moses Vasayim. So we have to understand the Mukiyesef. Why does the Mukiyesef distinguish between Hamevi get with Nesayam and mates? Maybe getting the sayam, it's a shosh of mishakia. Mashain came in mates, so it's only an ear for the sayam. We have to understand the mukiyes. Now, so this is not difficult. Mukiyes is not difficult. Because the Gemara says here, for mates, the lava lake of Samchinon. Doma mag isho daikel minsebe. Vikotone le isho sishi. So the Gemara says here that Gabi Meis, the Nemones of Idechot, is not a Nemones pure and simple. It is based upon the Umdene of Ishadaiko Minsen, but it's not a real Nemones. So Mele, apparently the Sheet of Mekeyesef is that in regard to Amei Viget Nesayam, so there we have to resort to the Nemones of the Shliach, some Meile, since there is a possible motive of Enoch Nosambo, so he has no Nemones, the Shliach. So there is no Nemones. So there is a Choshe of Mishakir. Mashein Ken Ligabe Mezbail. So there it's not based upon the Nemones. It's based primarily upon the Umdene of Ishodaiko Minseve. So the Haggadah of the Idechot is one of the ingredients that established the Umdene. In other words, without the Haggadah of an Idechot, we wouldn't have an Umdene of Ishadaikon Minseve. But if there's an Idechot who says Mezbailo, so then we have an Umdene of Ishadaikon Minseve. But the reason as to why she's allowed to get married is based primarily upon the daikon minseve of the woman, because the chima shachmat will be safer. So mele, we presume that she is not going to take any chances. So it's not based upon the demonis of the idechot. So mele, we cannot say choshen mishakir. Even though when do we say that where there is a possible motive of vein of nosambo, so there is a choshen mishakir if it is based upon the demonis of the eid. So by shliach it is based upon the nemones of the eid. Mashein kein gabi idechot, it's not based upon the nemones of the eid. It's based upon ishadaika minzeve. So too, the eid possibly might have an ulterior motive, but that does not affect the daika minzeve of the woman. And so mimele, there is no choshen mishakir ligabim ezbayim. Only ligabe hamevi get nesayam. So, but why does the Mishnah say ligabe mezbailo also that loyises ishtei? So there the Mukiyesef says that's based upon Moses Vasai. Now the Rambam says shliach shehevi get chutz loretz v'yoma b'fon nechtu v'fon nechtam hareza liyisiono. And then he says, so it's mashma that is the same din. True, the Rambam uses the lotion in regard to Chochom also, but in regard to Chochom, so we couldn't make a mistake. Mashenkin we got to a dechot, so he certainly could make a mistake. And since the Rambam uses the lotion of v'chein oido echot, and in regard to shliach shevi get chutz loretz, he spells out shonuchei shishin shemayin of nasambo. So it's mashbar the shittas Rambam is in regard to mezbayr also. In regard to mezbayr also. So chen echot shehei liisha shemezbayr v'lisei salpi. So arei zelo yisenon. So it's also choshen mishakir. So then the question arises now, since according to the Rambam, it's based upon choshen mishakir. He spells it out in regard to shliach shevi get mechutz loretz. So why does the Rambam say v'chulo mimobro v'noso emitzim yolom? If it's choshen mishakir, if it's only laz, all right. So mimobro v'noso emitzim yolom. So you're not chesish for laz. But if it's choshen mishakir, so why mimobro v'noso? Now, so the Gemara in Ksuve says that in case of Trey, or even in case, of an Idechot, where there is a suffix as to whether he says the truth or not, so then in Nisei he states. Mashenkin in this is lechod mideo, if there is trei utrei. And let's say, two eidim say that makes, and two eidim say loy makes. So she's not allowed to get married. But if she got married, to somebody else, not lechod mideo, who said makes, so then it states it. Mashenkin, if she got married, lechod mideo. So both she and the one who married her are both able. Are in a body, so then it's loitates. So that's the aloha. In other words, whenever there is a suffix, with svekit raise is the chumre, but bezdin cannot be made. Just because bezdin in their mind has a suffix. If the one who is involved, if it's this is lachd midel, so bezdin cannot force him to divorce the woman he married, because he and she, they are both in a body. She is a Maris Bori because she is in a position to determine who tells the truth. So and they testified that he saw that the husband died. So Mimele, it's loitate if this lech midel. So Mimele, we can understand the Rambam, even though from the Rambam it's mashma, that by the chocheid li shoshemez bailo. So it's base. Upon a real choshe, maybe he's mishake because of shemayin of nosambo. So that suffix is now because of shemayin of nosambo. But he says that it's bori that it's true. So mele it's loigora ten trei utrei, and this is lechon miyideo. So that's why the Rambam says v'chulam mimobro v'noso imitzim yodo. Even though according to the Rambam, so in the case. Or v'idechot sheheid li'isho shemezbailo v'niseis. So there it's a real choshe, not just losses for sign, but and if it's a real choshe, so why imova v'nose mitzim yodom? Because it's like niseis lechad midel. Now the question is, so that's all right ligabe idechot sheheid li'isho shemezbailo. But how about shliach shei v'get chutz loretz? So insofar as he's concerned. So he's in a boy. But how about her? So Bishleim Aligabim is Bailo. So there we say that the woman can also be in the marriage boy. Because she's in a position to determine whether the aid who says Mez Bailo says the truth or the other aid. But in regard to get, how is she in the marriage boy? So it's possible that, in other words, that she also says she knows, I mean, that the Baal. Was divorcing her, even though she was divorced with shliach, but it can still be in Meres Bori. So we have to apply this Rambam. The Rambam says that v'chulam imopro v'noso imitzim yodom. So it's only the case where both the shliach is in a bori. The shliach certainly is in a bori. I mean, he said before v'nechtam, so he's certainly in a bori, but. It has to have reference, the Rambam has to have reference to a case where the Isha is also in Meres Bori. It's not In other words, it's not the case. The Rambam does not have reference to a case where the Isha herself says, I didn't know that my husband wanted to divorce me, but I just found it out when the Shliach came. So in such a case, the Rambam couldn't say, Yemitzim Yodom. Because if she's not in Eretz Borali and there is a Choshen and Mishakeya, so it's a real Sofik, so of course it's Mitzim Yodom. So obviously, when does the Rambam say, V'kulam imovu v'noso Mitzim Yodom, when the Isha is also in Eretz Borali, not only the Shliach. So Mimele, even though there is a Choshen and Mishakeya, so to Bezdin there is a Choshen and Mishakeya, but Bezdin cannot force the Shliach who married her to be Meitzi because he is the name of Bori, in the same way as in the case of Nisis Lech Moedel. We cannot say that eight. Yes, what?
Maybe it's just a
shosh,
it's not a
sashik
and it's just a
kumadrabon
and
lachatila,
and that's
why it is. Right. The Rosh Hashanah Rambam is Shonu Chei Shishim She'emo Ein Ovnosambo Uzvich Ocheidlo. It's a real shosh. It's a real shosh. Now, the Gemara. May Sarakti Fagunu Loiso Assistant. Who knew the Loiso Assistant? Hold on, I have to say, the Omar Abiyah say. So if he says, Harakti, I killed him. So the Rabbonim say that he cannot marry the woman, but somebody else can marry the woman on the basis of this person's agode. So if someone comes and says, "Plain Rivani Leinsi," and there is another one, another eight, who joins him, so they can be Mechayev the plain Mise for Mishkav Schor. But if he says, "Lotzeni," plain Rivani Leinsi, so Roshu Vateirom Altoshes Yotroim Roshu Lies Itchomas. So, what's the pshatso again? So, it's again because Lidvorech or Roshato, the Rosha Posleides. In other words, it's a repugnant agode. There is a stir in the agode. Because if he says, plain Rivanili Ainsi, and somebody else, let's say, Ruven and Chime, so come to bed, and Ruven and Chime come to bed, and Ruven says, Levi Rovai Silens. That's what Ruven says. And Shimon says the same thing, that Levi Rova es Ruven Lens. So Mele, we have two Evi. So Ruven himself is also a good Evi. Why? Even because according to his own testimony, he is not a Roshe. It's not his fault. He was Nenas. So but suppose Ruven says that Levi Rovani Lietzeni, so Mele he needs a God that says I'm a Roshe. If Lietzeni, so he's a Roshe, and the Roshe is Posleides, so it's a repugnant Agode. There is a stir in the Agode. So Mele we cannot accept such a God. This is what Rav Yosef says. But the Omer Al Toshes Yotroim Roshe Lies Itchomos. So here too. How can the Rabbonim say that Arakti, so he cannot marry the woman, but somebody else can marry, but there is a stir in Agode, he says, I killed the husband. So he says, in effect, I'm a Ritzeyach, I'm post-ladies. So it's a Agode that has a stir. It's a repugnant Agode. How can we be Mikabel, a Agode that has a stir in it? V'chi teine, shanei de sishon. And if you are going to say that here there is no stir, true, there is aloha, that any agode that is repugnant on its face, that has a stir, so cannot, has to be rejected, it cannot be metabolized. So that's only if there is a stir. For example, if a girl comes and says, Nisgayati beinu benatsi, so we cannot, and he wants to parcel his children, that he should have a din of goy. So he cannot parcel the children. Why we can say, Ein atonem olif silverecho, mishum shalidvorecho akumato. And the goy does not have the nemones to parcel the children. because the Memones of Yakir, that's peculiar to Israel. It doesn't apply to a Goy. But here, there is no Stire. Why isn't there a Stire? So in the case of plenary, vanary, NC, there is a Stire. Why? Because in order to be Mechayev, the plain Levi Mise, so who must testify in Sherim? A Roshe cannot be Mechayev, cannot testify. And if he says, if Reuven says, Levi Rovani Liotzeni, so he says about himself, he's a Roshe. And the Roshe is possible in that Eides. Masha'in can regard him as Bailo. So the Aloch is that the Nevet and the Shifcho, I mean, all the Psule Eides are Nemon. So Memele Roshe is also Kosher. Leides Mezbailo. So Memele, there is no Stire, because truly he says, Harakti, I killed the husband. So, but still there is no Stire. He says, I am a Ritzeach, I am a Roshe, but the Roshe is also Posleides, he's also Kosher Leides Isho. Just as an Eved Neshifro, as all the Psulim are Kosher, and the Korev are Kosher Leides Isho. So Roshe is also Kosher Leides Isho. So there is no Stire in the Agode. If there is no Stire in the Agode, so then we accept the whole Agode, that he killed the husband. So then you ask, if he killed, so he's a Roshe, so what if he's a Roshe? A Roshe is also an Emma. Because the Chachomim were making that all the Psuleides are Nemon Leides Isho, Ikore, Venisho, and Eved, the Shifcho, even Akum Isiah on Itume, all the Psuleides are Nemon. So the Mele Roshe is also Nemon. So the Mele, there is no Stire. So he can be Mikabel the whole Agode. Romer Rabbe Menashe, Gazlan the Devreyem, Kosher Leides Isho. Gazlan the Devreyem, Apostle Leides Isho. So what does Rabbe Menashe say? True that all Psuleid, all psulei de raise are kosher in this isho. He kore ve nisho, and ever the shifcho, and even akum isi lo mitumei. But the roshe de raise is fos. The roshe de rabono misahal mikubye is kosher in this isho. But the roshe de raise is gazlen, so is posle in this isho. So memele there is a stire. He says, I'm a ritzeach, I killed him. I'm a ritzeach, I'm posle. So it's a repugnant agode. So how can the rabono accept the agode? Vom rab nashi gazlen vay kosher in this isho, that there is one isho. Name Rav Nashe Yomak Rav Yud. Should we say that's the machleket between Rabbonon and Rav Yude? That, in other words, the Rabbonon do not agree with Rav Nashe's din. So the Rabbonon hold that even with Gazlan the Raisi, even with Rosh the Raisi, is kosher in this issue. So Mimele, when he said the Rabbonon say, if he says are active, true, he says, I am Rosh, I am Ritzeach, but there is no stire. A Rosh is also kosher, ladies. Ladies Isho. So that's why he cannot marry her, but somebody else can marry her on the basis of the testimony of this Ritzeach, because even though he's a Ritzeach, he's still Nemo. He's still Nemo. But Rabbi Yude says, Loitino say. Why? Because Rabbi Yude agrees with Rav Nashi. Rabbi Yude agrees with Rav Nashi. Neime Rav Nashi domet Rabbi Yude. So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nashi. Ano de amre afil le Rabbono. Itayne Rabbono hoche kidirov Doma Rove, O Dom Kore Bitzla Atzmei, even the Meisim Atzmei Roshe, because Rove is Chelik and Rav Yisei, if in Sanhedrin, and Rav Yisei says, if Reuven says, play me lay the Rivan li Yotzeni, so then it is as a stire. So we cannot be covered with Agode. Rove says, that even if Reuven says, lay the Rivan li Yotzeni, you can steal, who vachem, it's not okay. But, he's a Roshe. How can we become an Agode? If it Vorov is a Roshe and the Roshe is Posleides, the answer is, Rove says, we say Palgin and Dibure. So we split the Agode. In other words, he says two things. When Reuven says, Levi Rova Eisi Lirtzeini, he in effect says two things. First of all, he says, Ruva Rova Zocho. And then the second Dibure is, Ani Uaniyot. I mean, not Reuven. I mean, Reuven is the one who says. He says, Levi Rova. Rova, Levi, so he says two things. Levi Rova. And then he says, Ani Uaniyo. So the Dibur of Levi Rova, we accept. But the other Dibur, Ani Uaniyo, we don't accept. So what is the conclusion? That Levi was Reveya, but not Reuven, somebody else. Somebody else. So Memele, once we say Palgina Dibure, so that the Palgina Dibure eliminates the stire. We cannot be Mikabe Agode that is repugnant. that contains a stire in it. But if we say palgin and diburim, so there is no stire. The whole agoda, both diburim together have a stire. But once we reject one dibur, the aniyu aniyava we reject, and the other dibur we accept, so the other dibur by itself, plainly rova, levi rova. So that is no stire. That is no stire. So memele, the Gemara says that the Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehuda both agree with Rav Nasha's deed that a gazlan the raise is possible play decision. And still the Rabbonon say are active, so he cannot marry a woman. But somebody else can marry the woman. Why is Nemon? How is he Nemon? But Rav Nasha says gazlan the raise is possible, and he says are active, so in effect says Al Meritzeyach I'm possible. The answer is the Rabbonon say Palvinon Dibure. So when he says Haraktiv, he says two things. First of all, he says Habal Nerak. And then he says Aniu Aerek. So the Dibur Habal Nerak, we accept. The Dibur Aniu Aerek, we don't accept. So maybe there is no Istire. So Rav Yude says Haraktiv Loitino say. Because Rav Yude holds we don't say Paul and Dibur. So either we accept the whole Dibur, or we don't accept anything, any part of it. The whole Dibur we cannot accept because it's a repugnant agode. There is a steer in it. So Mimele, we reject the whole thing. This is according to Rove. So according to Rove, the machlekes between Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehuda both agree with Rav Nasha's din that Gazlan the Raisi is possible a decision. Both agree. But the machlekes between Rabbonon and Rav Yehuda is on the question as to whether we say Palgin and Dibure or we don't say Palgin and Dibure. So the Rabbonon say we say Palgin and Dibure. So true, on its face the Agoda has a stire, but by saying Palgin and Dibure we eliminate the stire. So he says two things. He says Abal Nerak Ani Hua Erik. So we accept the Dibur Habal Nerak, so maybe there is no stire, so it's no Selache. And Rove, but Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that we don't say Palgin and Dibur. And so maybe there is a stire, so it's like no se, in Lach. Now, so the Gemara says, now, Leimer Rav Yisei, Yomar Ke Rabbi Yehuda, should we say that Rabbi Yisei can only accord with Rabbi Yehuda, not with Rabbonon? Omer l'Rabbi Yisef, ano de'am rafil Rabbonon. Rabbonon, mishane yisi shodakil Rabbonon, v'Rav Nashe, v'yoma ki Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yisef says, that the Rabbonon also holds that we don't say Palgin and Dibur. But if we don't say Palgin and Dibur, why did Rabbonon say Haraktiv is the Nosi La'acher? The answer is because the Rabbonon hold that just as the Korev and the Nisho and Eved and the Shifro are Nemon in Eides Isho, so this Bailo, so Yerosh the Reis is also Nemon. So maybe when he says Haraktiv, even though he says in effect I'm Yerosh, but he still doesn't say that he's for Eides, because even Yerosh, even Ritzayach is Kosher Eides Isho. So that's why he's Nemon, and she can get married to somebody else. And why does Rabbi Yehuda chilek? Because Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rav Nashi. So according to Rabbi, the machlekes between Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehuda is on the question as to whether we say Palgin Dibur or don't say Palgin Dibur. And according to Rabbi Yisef, so both agree that we don't say Palgin Dibur. But the machlekes between Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehuda is on the question as to whether we agree with Rav Nashi's din that Gazlan the Raisi was later see or not. So according to Rabbi Yisei, the Rabbonon's chilek on Rav Nashi's din. So maybe there is no stire. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, a Gazlan the Raisi is possible later see show. And Palgin and Dibur we don't say. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda says, look in our see. Now let's see the Rashi. Bringing the one lane, see where he is a reveya. Gazlan, the Ephraim, whom my free yen, Musaki the Kubia, the Tnan, Koledish, and Ishok Sherlo, a fame and a sherry. The law Omar, Rav Nashe, Zeisi, Meres, Gazin, Divrei. Rove Poli, Kalei, Dragese. Viomar, Afiu, Omar, Plini, Riban, Lezeini, Huvi, Acha, Mitzvah, Lepo, Herge. Lirveya, Dichim, Shezeh, Mishad, Leides, Nemenu, Yitzel, Chabrei. Vinemu, Na'alatzme, Mimash, Omar, Lezeini. The order of Korov, Yitzel, Atzme, Korov, Pos, Leides. Bein, Litevo, Bein, Liro. Hilkach, In, Nase, Roshe, Beides, Atzme. So, how does Rashi explain Rove's din of Veinu Remeis Matzmi Roshe? That he is not Neemon to passel himself. Not that the Dibur that makes himself into a Roshe Yishekha. So, from this Gemara, it's Muchach like that. Rav Gveiger in his Agoyes HaMishnayis says that from this Gemara it's muchach that the halacha of Inu Misa Atzmi Roshe is not that the dibur declares whereby he declares himself a Roshe Yishekha. No, a dibur that implicates himself, incriminates himself, that makes himself into a Roshe could also be emes, but just as a Korah could not be Mechayev Mise when he testifies against the Korev, if one brother will say that the other brother was either an Avere for which is Chayev Mise or Chayev Malkis. So will Bezdin be able to meet out Mise Malkis? No, because the Korev is postulated. So if one says, I was Mechal Shabbos, I killed a human being, so Bezdin cannot meet out Mise because he's a Baldovor, he's postulated. Or just as a Korev cannot passel a Korev Leides, let's say if one brother will say about the other brother that he's a Roshi, will he become passel Leides? No, because to passel someone Leides, that in itself requires Hagode by Tuk Sheire. So a Korev is not an Eid Kosher, so he cannot passel a brother Leides. So Mimele, Baldobo cannot passel himself Leides either. If someone will say, well, I am a Mumarech Leides, will come to Bez. So he can still be considered as a good aid. Because in order to become possible aid is, so that requires, I'm going to say this, Mashe'inkin li gabe, the gabe something that doesn't require, I'm going to say this, Ksheri. So even a dibo that involves self-incrimination, where a dibo whereby he makes himself into a roshe, so he's also emes, and that's so. This is also emes. So from this gemara, so Rashi spells out that Aloche Elveinu Meis Matzmi Roshe. He says the chibun nemu etzavire v'nemu latzmi mashom aletzeni. Don't him kov es latzmi kov pos leides bein l'teiva bein l'ro hilkachin in ase roshe beides atzmi v'inod meisim es atzmi roshe ein. If you do say Ides, it's Latzmi Rosh, it's Rosh. What the Kamele do, I speak to me, I'm going to remain it. I will Iknose, Ulein Eshmalkes, will he force it away. That now. Teises in Bob Mitzie, Teises is said it here too, but this Teises you could interpret, I mean, so that it would harmonize the Shite of Rashi, but Teises in Bob Mitzie, Dav Gimul on the base. So Teises says the Kashi in regard to the Gimor, that the machleik is between Rabbi and the Chachamim. Omur lishnayim ochal tachile. V'im ole chalti. So Rabbi says, umayim yotzele imam leizit o yisi, is nemon. So Meleik, he's nemon here too. He can be mitaris the burek. As Tesis explains it. So Tesis says, the kashe, how can Rabbi say, umayim yotzele imam leizit o yisi? When two aidim tell him, we saw you eat chile, b'shegei. So if he says, I was eating chaylev, but maize, so he's nemon. How is he nemon? In other words, and he doesn't have to bring a korb, because a maize doesn't bring a korb, even though they can tell him that he ate b'sheik. So Teisa says, Akashe, why is he nemon? Eino de maize matz meroshe. So Teisa says, one is nemon to make himself into a roshe, because he has to tell the truth, in order not to be either averes of bringing chul nazor. In other words, the Eidim assumed that he was eating the chile b'sheik, so he's chayv chatos. But he knows in his heart that he was eating the meat. So he's not chayv achatos. So if he'll bring a korban, he'll do what they did not chayv him to do. So he'll be an avere. So in order to avoid an avere, so Adam is made to ask Rosh. So only because he has a motive of avoiding an avere. Otherwise, he wouldn't be nemon. Why wouldn't he be nemon? But as far as avoras korban is concerned, that doesn't require eating. So according to Rashi, it's no kasher. So in Chaname, the Ramban is Mekubetzes in Bometzia, where the Gimel. So he mentions this as kasher. Why does Rav Meir say, Yomai Yerushalayim, Mezit O'Yisi? But he shouldn't be Nemon if he says Mezit O'Yisi, because they don't Nisas Meroshe. So the Ramban gives a teretz, when we say Nisas Meroshe, that we got be paslining himself ladies, or we got be Mechayev himself, in Knas, in Malkes, in Mise, but we got be Korban, so we don't require an Eide, so he, if the Baldova himself says, I ate the chilev and made it, he's never on, he doesn't bring a korb. So that's the Ramban shita, because the Ramban agrees with Rashi. But Tosfos gives a different teret. Here we say, Odom Yisachs Moroshe, because the purpose is to avoid the avera, additional averas. But if he didn't have that purpose, so then he wouldn't accept the agode, the dibur, whereby he makes himself into Roshe. So what do we see from Tosfos shita? We see from Tosfos Shita that Ein Adam Meiseh Asmi Roshe is an umbene. A person doesn't like to incriminate himself. So Mimele, if he does incriminate himself, we presume it's a sheker. If it's a sheker, so then the person doesn't mind to say shkorim about himself. But if it had been a mess, he wouldn't say. It's an umdene. Ein Adam Meiseh Asmi Roshe. Every person is a good friend of himself. So Mimele, if it's true that he did that avere, he wouldn't confess. If he does confess, it's a raya, it's a sheker. So that's Tosfos Shita. Except in certain situations where we know that he has to tell the truth, that he has to confess, otherwise he'll have to do another avere. So then we don't say Ein Adam Meiseh Asmi Roshe. But where there is no special reason as to why he should confess, so Mimele, we say a person doesn't like to confess and to incriminate himself. And if he does, it's a raye that he check it. So Rabbi Givay, so actually it's a machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos. You see, Rashi Tosfos here too, but this Tosfos could be interpreted so to fit Rashi's Rosh. But when we consider this Tosfos in conjunction with Tosfos and Bar Metzia, so you see the Tosfos is chilek on Rashi. Vino the Meis Asmi Roshi Hayu Rips No Esatzmei. Avu Nemu Lulei Mekab Achil As Chilek Meis Dei Zisei. Ki Deo Ma Bichrises. Vino Nu Lekei Vil Ho Bechul Ma Azore. Lifi Dvoro. So, if not for the Tosfos and Bar Metzia, you could say this is what Tosfos means. Vino Lekei Vil Ho Bechul Ma Azore. Because but Tosfos Mamtzia says because he might be willing to do tshuva, so Mimele we don't say Ein Adam Meiseh Asmi Roshe. Anyway, so Tosfos Shita is that Ein Adam Meiseh Asmi Roshe implies that a dibur whereby he makes himself into a roshe is shek. So that's a kashe from this Gemara. The Gemara says here that's really Rabbi Yehuda's kashe. Except that Rabbi Gvedia doesn't mention that there is a machleket between Rashi and Ramban on one end and Tosfos on the other, so he himself deduces it from this Gemara. So he asks as to his theory between the Gemara here in Vomes and the Gemara in Tzuvis. But here the Gemara says, "Zichitei meshani disishet akilu berabonon." So bishleimi, if we say like Rashi and the Ramban, that Ein Adam Meiseh Asmi Roshe doesn't imply that a dibur whereby he makes himself into a roshe is sheker, but Ein Adam Meiseh Asmi Roshe only implies that a person is not nemon to passel himself leides. He is not nemon to passel himself leides. So then we understand. So the Gemara says as follows: Plain rivanlis uamzlo tzein roshu v'atei rom ra'otos yotzum roshu lechomos. So the Gemara's kashi is, why did the Rabbanon say that her active is Nemon and she can get married to somebody else, but she should not be Nemon because there is a stira in that body? He says, I killed him. He says, in effect, I'm a Ritzeach, I'm a Rosh, I'm post-Leides. So how can we be mikabel da'agode? He's posel eides. It's a repugnant agode. He himself says he's posel for this agode. So v'chitei meshanei desisha da'akilu b'ravonon. That he ritzeach the raise is also kosher le desisha. So maybe there is no stire. So that's why the rabbanon say nevon. Why? True, he says I'm roshe. I'm a big roshe. Ritzeach. I mean, could you consider bigger roshe than a ritzeach? And still he's nevon. Why? Because a ritzeach is also kosher le desisha. So if we say that Eino de Meis Matzmi Roshe doesn't imply that a dibur whereby he makes himself into a Roshe is sheker, so we understand. As long as we assume that Shani Nesishah Akil Berabonon, that a Ritzeach is kosher Nesishah, so we have no problem with the Rabonon. But if we say like Tesis, that a dibur whereby he makes himself into a Roshe is sheker, except where he has to say it, in order to do tshuva, in order not to do other Averes. So why does the Gemara say that if a ritzeach is kosher l'ines isho, then we understand as to why the Rabbanon say haraktiv is nemon. Why is nemon? But he says I'm a ritzeach. A ritzeach is also kosher. He's also kosher. But he makes himself into a roshe, so that dibur is sheker. So we know there is a numden remuchach that his dibur is sheker. So why is he not say ishtet? So it's raya from this gemara that a dibur, even a self-incriminating dibur, is emes, but he cannot become posleides through that agode because he's a baldovo. Just as in the case where one brother says about the other brother, let's say Reuven and Shimon, two brothers, and Reuven says about his brother Shimon that he is a roshe. Will Shimon become posleides? No, because the korev is posleides. So to passel someone leides, that in itself requires agore sidik sharing. So Reuven, the same way as Reuven couldn't passel leides his brother Shimon by saying Shimon is a roshe, so Reuven couldn't passel himself leides by saying I am a roshe. So but it's emes. so then we understand enochadame in this case where he says arakti. If we say that Gazlan the Reis Kosher Leides Isho, so we understand the Rabbonim very well that he's Nemon. Why is he Nemon? He says, I am a Roshe, I am a Ritzeach. And the Ritzeach is Posel Leides. But we, if he'll testify, the same person who says Arakti, if he'll testify in another inyet, so Bezno will become Leides, because he doesn't become Posel by virtue of his own Hagode, so we remain Kosher Leides. But this Hagode, that he killed the Baal is not a repugnant agode, there is no stirah. Why? He says, I'm a ritzeach, but a ritzeach is also nemon to say that the husband was killed. So there is no stirah. But if we say that the dibur whereby he makes himself into Roshi is sheker, so he's sheker. So what if it is Isha killed Rabbonon? It's still sheker. So that's Rabbi Kiri Gashrai. That's Rabbi Kiri Gashrai. The same Rabbi Gveiger appears here in the Mishnayos, and it appears in the Chiddush of Rabbi Gveiger and Ksuves Dafrov for Eidim Shomru Ksavyodeinu Lze Abel Anusim Olim. So Rabbi Gveiger says as follows here. It's under Rav. Rabbi Yudei Meir Arakti Vodinosi Ishtei Bidusei Afilu Lachem Tishu Roshem ותיר אומר על תושס רושי בין הלוכה כרב יהודה דיקאים לו נרדה מסמץ לרושי דודם קורף אצל עצמי ומאמנים לו לשנרג אבל הוא מאמנים לו למי דאום מה שהוא אורגי ואם כך אפילו